They say give someone a fish and they'll eat for a day, but teach them to fish and they'll eat for a lifetime. At BMS World Mission, we begin by listening, because true partnership isn't teaching what's already known, it's nurturing what's already there. We work with local communities to build on their knowledge, whether it's fishing, farming, or something else entirely. And through the Global Church, we share Jesus and offer practical help to create a lasting legacy.
BMS World Mission, empowering communities and changing lives. Search BMS World Mission.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 19 to 21. Do not stifle the Holy Spirit. Do not scoff at prophecies, but test everything that's said. Hold on to what is good. It's been estimated that as many as 20% of the paintings held by Britain's major museums may be forgeries. It's apparently extremely difficult to be certain of the precise origin of paintings, and it takes a great deal of forensic work to gain any degree of certainty. The Apostle Paul is greatly concerned about an even more serious kind of fake, and that is when someone claimed to be speaking a word of prophecy, but was not. This was clearly a matter of great concern for the early church. There were undoubtedly many people who enjoyed the influence that they acquired by stating, "Thus saith the Lord," and they were delighted by the ease with which they could deceive people. Paul was eager to encourage the church to know how to approach prophecy. He certainly didn't want them to dismiss all prophetic utterances just because there were some irresponsible people who deliberately made stuff up. He wanted people to be eagerly listening for the voice of God, knowing that God had graciously given prophets as a gift to the church. But Paul didn't want them to be gullible and simply accept everything that anyone claimed to be from God. They needed to test everything. The same applies to us today, of course. We should welcome prophecies. Sometimes prophets will speak of things that will happen in the future, but most will declare a word from God about the present. We should listen with great attention, but just like an art expert, we must be alert to the fact that there are fakes around. We should test prophecies by looking at the character of the person who's speaking. We must also ensure that what they're saying is in line with the Bible. God would never say something that contradicts what he has declared in the scriptures. Having tested everything, God calls us to hold on to what is good. Though things will nourish and strengthen us, and surely we wouldn't want to let them go. So let me ask you a question. In what ways would you test the word of prophecy? And now let me pray with you. Loving Father, thank you that you continue to speak to us. Help us to be eager to hear your voice. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is available, of course, at any time. I do hope you have a really good day today.
BMS World Mission, sharing faith in Christ and his abundant life. Proudly partnering Be Still and Know with Jonathan Edwards.